I think some of the ugliest parts of the career have to do with relating to people you're writing about. So one of my stories that I won the Pulitzer Prize for was about a guy who's in his 50s now, but when he was in high school, when he was your age, his house was firebombed because he was a black guy and a black family living in a part of town that people decided should be all white. And somebody threw a Molotov cocktail at his house and burned it up, and they moved away. And it was one of the most painful experiences of his life. He never forgot it. And he knew who did it. He saw who did it. And he never told anyone. And so when I went there and started asking him questions, I asked him, did anyone ever get brought to justice for burning down your house? And he said, no, but by the way, I know who did it. And it was my friend. He told me it was somebody who had been his best friend. They grew up together, they were very close. And the friend came from a very nice family. And it seems like when all the turmoil happened and some kids grabbed the friend and said, are you one of us or are you one of them? Meaning, are you with us, the white kids, or are you one of them, the black kids? And his friend went with the bad peer pressure and threw that Molotov cocktail. And he saw, and he never forgot. And he spent like 20 years hoping never to run into this guy again. And when he told me the story, as a reporter, it's my duty to talk to that friend, right? I have to try to find him and ask him, did this really happen? Right? Is this true? And so it wasn't easy to find him because that friend had gone to jail. He'd been a troubled person. He was in and out of jail, stuff like that. But I got to know his sister I figured out who his sister was. I told her I was writing about that period of time, and I got to be friends with her. I took her out to dinner. I asked her all about her experiences, and I never once mentioned this false story. His sister was an awesome person. She was really, really nice. She had no idea that her brother had done this. And I had to go to her after knowing her for like 2 months and say, this is what your brother did. And it was really hard. Because I had kind of, you know, I wasn't lying. I was asking her about the period of time, that history, but I wasn't telling her everything I knew. And it felt crummy. It felt really crummy. And the way that I handled it was that I didn't put her name in the paper, and I didn't put her brother's name in the paper. But it was a lot of times when you're a reporter, you have to make decisions about whether you publish someone's name, and knowing that if you publish their name, it can hurt them. And sometimes you really like them as people. And so that's a time that you can feel crummy about something.